Good Monday morning. I'm Anna Palmer, and welcome to your Playbook audio briefing, sponsored by DaVita.
And I'm Jake Sherman. Here are two immigration bites worth thinking about. Texas Democratic Congressman Joaquin Castro told Casey Hunt last night he would vote against a bill to help Dreamers if it includes money to build a border wall. Here's the reality. If a deal comes together, it will have to include some money to build something Trump could call a border wall. Secondly, CAP Action, the action arm of the Center for American Progress, is sending a memo to Democrats on Capitol Hill today, asking them to reject any bill that doesn't include protection for Dreamers.
Expect to see a squeeze on both sides of the immigration debate this month. Although the majority of Republicans probably do want to see some sort of DACA deal, there is a pocket of House Republicans, probably between 30 and 40 lawmakers, who are going to resist a security and immigration package. Democrats, meanwhile, will pressure their leaders to not accede to Republicans' demands for border money. Not to mention, Republicans are readying to bust through spending caps and boost federal spending by billions and billions of dollars. Fiscal conservatives are already beginning to squirm.
Just a friendly reminder, the government shuts down in 11 days. Everyone is talking about Oprah's impassioned speech at the Golden Globes and whether she would run for president. Quote, it's up to the people, Winfrey's longtime partner Stedman Graham told the LA Times. She would absolutely do it.
Back in Washington, there is still a lot of focus on Steve Bannon. Annie Carney reports that his mea culpa may have been too little, too late. His apology did not quell President Trump's fury, leaving Bannon supporters wondering about his ongoing influence. And Josh Gerstein has a piece up on how, despite all this talk about the 25th Amendment, it is unlikely to be used over Trump's mental health.
Stephen Miller was escorted out of CNN by security after his contentious interview with Jake Tapper on State of the Union. Axios is up with a piece about Trump's shrinking schedule and how he often doesn't start his day until around 11 a.m.
The Washington Post is reporting that the Trump administration is putting out mixed signals about its infrastructure plan and whether building plans for public-private partnerships could work. Andrew Stuccia and Doug Palmer, meanwhile, write that the White House is preparing for a crackdown on trade in the coming weeks that is likely to include new tariffs aimed at countering China's and other economic competitors' alleged unfair trade practices.
The Wall Street Journal is reporting that refugee admissions into the United States are off to a slow start in 2018. The New York Times is up with a story about how one major donor, Susie Tompkins Buell, is reconsidering her support for Democrats who urged Al Franken to resign.
And in the juice, Leah Berman and Jeremy Bernard, two former White House social secretaries, are out with a new book, Treating People Well, The Extraordinary Power of Civility at Work and in Life, filled with practical advice and personal anecdotes from their time working in the White House. The two write, a loyal person doesn't disparage other people behind their backs. Be prepared to politely defend your allies when others speak unkindly of them. Even if the person doing the criticizing doesn't agree with you, he or she will respect your constancy. Subscribe to Playbook at politico.com/playbook.